So, finding your posture, whatever will support you best for this sit today. And we'll do a little metta today. So, a little loving kindness. So, for that practice, there's always the invitation to lean back in your chair, relax, let the body relax. So, if that's available to you, you can do that. And if you're standing, you can even lean against a wall. You can even lie down for this practice. And just stabilize the attention by paying attention to a few breaths, to the body breathing. And then to just start calling to mind some being with who you really love and whom you have a very uncomplicated and loving relationship with. So could be a child, could be an elder, could be a pet. And just feeling that love, that ease, that loving ease or easy love in the heart, maybe in the belly, maybe in the whole torso. Let it kind of rumble around. And then just a few minutes of metta for ourselves. Just wishing ourselves well on this day. Beginning of September, beginning of fall. And saying silently to yourself, may I be safe. I'm really imagining what true safety would feel like for you. Maybe putting the hand on the heart, if that's helpful. May I be safe and may I be happy. And may I be healthy, wishing for all of the health that's available to you right now in this moment. Really feeling into that. May I be safe and happy and healthy. And may I be free. Free from stress and suffering. May I live with ease. Genuinely caring for yourself. And then this inquiry, what might it be like to be able to live without hate among people who hate? So call to mind a difficult person. Not the most difficult, maybe. But someone who just breaks your heart a little bit. Or if you have a practice of calling to mind someone who breaks your heart a lot, welcome to work with them. But just keep in mind your own well-being. Call to mind this difficult person. And really see them as someone who just wants to be safe and wish them safety. All beings want to be safe. May you be safe. And see them also as someone who wants to be happy, like all of us want to be happy. May you be safe and may you be happy. And may you be healthy as well, and healthy in body, healthy in mind, in heart, in spirit. Wishing them true well-being. And then wishing them freedom from suffering and ease. And to be free of hate. And to be free of all of the afflictions. And then letting go of this imagination of this difficult person and coming back to your own good heart. This beautiful practice that you're willing to engage in. This sometimes it's called a purification process of just letting go of the stickiness and difficulty in our own hearts. Yeah. And fluttering the eyes open.